Fourth and final hour. Darren, Donnick, and Jace live at Pete and Terry's Tavern. Predators and Oilers tonight. 7 o'clock puck drop. Pregame starting at 6 and everything heard. Right here on 102.5 The Game. Special night over at Nissan Stadium. Almost 60,000 in attendance. Nashville SC hosting Atlanta United. And Mike Jacobs is on the line with us, general manager of Nashville SC. Mike, how you doing?
Good, guys. How are you doing?
Well, minus the outcome of the game, even though you were playing a really, really good opponent, I have to believe you guys are all smiles today.
Yeah, you know, it was a great night for the club and for the city in general. And, you know, I think a lot of times when you look at expansion teams in all sports, when you try to measure how they're doing, you know, you look at the fact that it's really a new group playing against all these existing teams. And, you know, for us to have only 6 weeks of preseason under our belt against, you know, arguably like a glamour team in Major League Soccer in Atlanta, you know, and to kind of stay toe-to-toe with them like a heavyweight prize fight, I think we were pretty happy with how things went.
And the players certainly expressed how much they loved the atmosphere. The game is on national television. I mean, it was just the perfect storm to kick off, you know, the inaugural season and the first. You only get one crack at a first, and that was your first ever game in MLS. It happened to be a home game with a great crowd and on national television. So, I mean, just everything came together. Like I said, an exciting game, too. I mean, you know, I know you fell 2-1, but that Atlanta team is really, really good. And I thought for what you guys are trying to do moving forward, you have to be encouraged by the makeup of this roster.
Look, I mentioned obviously how great a night it was for everyone involved. You know, for me, I could tell you, I'm a terrible loser, and I hope that's always the case for myself as well as our players and coaches and support staff. And you know, we're never going to be satisfied with a game that didn't end with us, you know, getting 3 points and a win. But you know, I think we saw some encouraging signs for this young group coming together, and I think for you know what the events, you know, what it represented. To have close to 60,000 fans there at Nissan Stadium, you know, I think it showed the soccer here in the city.
So let's talk about the makeup of this roster. Certainly got everybody's attention with Walker Zimmerman, and of course he's going to be a trivia question down the road. First ever goal, you know, in Nashville SC history, and he'll be the answer to that trivia question. Let's talk about the roster that's been put together moving forward for Gary Smith, head coach. What do you make, and how different is this level than what we've been accustomed to the last 2 years, Mike, in USL?
You know, no disrespect to the USL or to players and teams previously, but, you know, it's just a totally different level, and it would be the equivalent of trying to watch a Major League Baseball team, a AAA team, or an NFL team, or an XFL team. It's not bad or good. It's just very, very different. And, you know, I had a number of fans or friends who used to watch us in USL just talked about how much faster and pace the game was, on Saturday night, how much more athletic the players were. You know, it's just very, very different. And, you know, I think it's encouraging for us to see how our players assimilated so quickly under that kind of setting. And, you know, especially for some of those guys like Alan Witter came into the game or Daniel Rios came into the game, you know, who kind of cut their teeth with us here in our USL team.
Mike, we were just talking about a questionable call that a lot of people were talking about in the hockey game on the same night that you guys played. And, you know, I know this isn't the centerpiece because this is just the beginning. But there was a call, the go-ahead goal, which turned out to be the winning goal for Atlanta. There seemed to be confusion about the flag going up. Did you get clarification about that? And how do you go forward? What's the process like as you try to sort all that out?
Well, first off, look, at the end of the day, you know, we can't be in situations where we're leaving things up to, you know, other parties like the official. You know, for us, regardless of whether the assistant referee or linesman had their flag up and the ref didn't acknowledge it or not, regardless whether the interpretation was that, I guess, a ball came off one of our players that made the person who received the ball not finger offside position, regardless of whether any of those things happened or not, you know, it's up to us to make sure we kind of play through the whistle and, you know, and make sure we do what's right in our end, not leaving anything up to chance.
One thing that I didn't see the game start to finish, but one thing that seemed like a really encouraging sign for your team was that, you know, I kind of envision, okay, here comes Atlanta. They're one of the favorites in the league. They are established. They've won a championship. And I thought maybe, okay, Nashville is going to be trying to hold them off and they will be on the defensive. They won't get a whole lot of shots, and maybe they try to eke out a 1-0 win. But it seemed like you guys really limited their offensive chances and got a whole lot of pretty good looks at the net there. Were you pleased with, from a possession standpoint, what you guys were able to accomplish?
Absolutely. I think teams who are fans who are used to watching Gary's teams here with our USL team, you know, appreciate how dogged these teams were always defensively. You know, the things that were really limited and landed only two clear scoring chances during the match was really encouraging. We generated more shots than them, more clear scoring chances. You think like expected goals. And, you know, I think for us to be able to do that while limiting a team that really is as high-powered an offense as there is in our league, you know, I think was really exciting for us to see, you know, so early in the season.
Mike Jacobs is with us. He's the general manager of Nashville SC. And before we look ahead to Portland, I know, and you mentioned watching Gary Smith teams with the USL. We had Taylor Twellman on from ESPN on Friday, and he kind of gave his thoughts on Gary and his evolution from, you know, the days of when he won the MLS Cup and now coming back up through USL and here with MLS. What has it been like for you the last 2-3 years being able to work side by side, and now you both have been elevated to the MLS side to be able to stay together and work together?
Well, I'm sure people have seen it with the NFL and NHL teams that come in here to play against the Predators and Titans, as well as those teams. And, you know, ultimately, I mean, if the relationship between your head coach and general manager, if it's not really good, you're not going to succeed, because they've got to work together in identifying players and finding players that fit the coach's system. And I think the fact that Gary and I have this level of experience now together, you know, we both were MLS previously with him in Colorado and myself in Kansas City. But for us to spend these last 2 years working together in the USL, I think that not only we forged a relationship on and off the field, but I think we have a good understanding of what we need to do to be successful here. And, you know, I think Gary's own growth as a coach, I think where his Colorado teams unfairly were kind of labeled like these ultra-defensive teams, I think Gary's as organized as a coach as you'll find from the standpoint of getting his team to be able to limit the other team's strengths while also maximizing the things that we do well. And I think, you know, he executed that perfectly this weekend.
What have you seen through camp and now the first game? Matt Pickens, fans know him as the goalkeeper for the USL squad. Now he's the goalkeeper coach for MLS. He's kind of made that transition. What have you seen out of him?
Matt's got a bright future as a coach, and it's kind of funny because, you know, he was kind of like the seasoned veteran, you know, as a player in USL. Now he's a young, inexperienced rookie as a coach, you know. So to see, you know, his growth socially, as far as how he continues to kind of evolve into not the coach he's going to be, but the person he's going to be in this group, I think Matt's got a lot of promise from the standpoint that he's got a lot of respect from the guys who are here. I think his experience he's had as a player is going to serve him well as a coach. I just think he's got a bright future, I think, in his profession.
So Portland coming up this weekend, first road game in team history, but the second overall game. What are you expecting when you guys go on the road to Portland?
Well, we got no favors with our schedule. I mean, it was almost like welcome MLS. You can open up against one of the best scoring teams in the league, and you can go on a road in one of the hardest places to play in the league in Portland. So if fans are looking for an easy one, it's not coming up here anytime soon. So, you know, Portland's a very hard place to play. Their fans are as raucous as there is in the league. They almost always sell out. And it creates a really unique atmosphere for people to watch on TV. You know, for us, I think it helps where we are a young team as an expansion group. It helps having so many seasoned veterans, guys with experience in our league. Guys have been to Portland before, and hopefully they can deal with the rigors of playing a tough team like that away.
And what does that say about MLS, though, as they continue to add teams like Nashville SC, but they're able to, with the expansion rules, I mean, you guys are able to be competitive from day one, and I think that that's what they wanted as a league. It's not like the old days, like when the Predators got here in the NHL, that, you know, it took them a few years to actually build a competitive roster. You guys have a fighting chance from day one.
Well, we certainly appreciate the opportunity we have. I don't know that it's an advantage expansion teams have. And the reality is, out of at least memory with teams like Atlanta and LAFC, most expansion teams do not do well in their first year. You know, so for us, I mean, I think the fact that we've been so competitive, I think a lot of credit has to go to our coaching staff and the players we have to be able to already kind of find a little cohesiveness so early on in our season. But, you know, it's going to be a challenge in year one for any expansion team, and for us it's no different.
Last thing, Mike, a big event like that in Nissan Stadium, that's obviously a lot – excuse me as I get choked up. you at your home games previously, you know, 10,000, and now we're talking about, you know, six times what you've been accustomed to. How did everything go? You know, your feedback you get from the fans, was everything, you know, run smoothly, whether it's parking, getting into the stadium, concessions? What was some of the feedback you got from the fans?
You know, from an operations standpoint, I thought it was great how seamless it was made for fans to be able to get to their seats and enjoy the game. When the lights went on, you could see there was a great show that was involved in and around the game. You know, the fan support we got in the USL, I think it showed the potential that you had in this market here. I think when you look at when the Predators first came to town, when the Titans first came to town, I think you see that there's a willingness of fans that want to kind of jump on board and take a level of appreciation of having, you know, their own team here in town. And, you know, the idea of seeing a game in front of a crowd that large, I think it makes people appreciate the fact that, you know, that soccer has arrived here, and not just from the standpoint of having a team in a Major League Soccer franchise, but, you know, to have a team that can be successful here as far as one the fans want to watch. And I tell you, it was so humbling coming into the stadium. The number of cars I drove past with NFC stickers on the car, people wearing gold jerseys, even out afterwards, going to a restaurant after the game, people wearing a Nashville SC scarf or gold jerseys. It's pretty humbling to kind of see this all kind of come to fruition here in Nashville.
Well, let me tell you, the three of us were downtown. We saw it because we were leaving here right as everybody had already left Nissan Stadium, and so kind of both fan bases were colliding downtown, and it was quite the spectacle. It was quite the scene to really see, you know, people making their way across the pedestrian bridge and into downtown where they had parked, and like you said, all the stuff, whether it's scarves or flags and hats and everybody decked out in their gold. So really cool scene downtown on Saturday night. Mike, we appreciate the visit. Thanks for doing this.
Thanks, guys.
Mike Jacobs, general manager of Nashville SC, will come back and discuss a little bit more about what took place at Nissan Stadium. On the other side, Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game.